I could be your father figure. Put your little hand in mine.
Who did that song?
I don't know. I just hear those snippets.
Was it Lionel Richie? Okay. My guess is Lionel Richie said did that song.
George Michael. Her.
Who, her?
George Michael.
Okay.
I could be your father figure. Put your little hand in mine.
Is he talking about the joy of having a daughter, or is he trying to seduce a child?
I think he's trying to seduce an adult by comparing her to a child.
That is my move, and it works on you, my little sexy baby.
I'm a little sexy baby.
My below the age of 18 minor, you hottie.
I'm a
sexy. Are you seduced yet?
Christmas
I'm laying on all
baby.
The moves.
You're trying.
On a scale of 1 to seduced.
Boop. Sex.
You're reaching a point of diminishing returns on the stupid cute thing.
What's it to me?
Science. Magic. Horses. Truth. Banter.
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 Banter. Banter.
Where do we stand on Dan Harmon? Because he's kind of a chud, but he knows he's a chud and he did a lot of good stuff. Where do we stand on him?
Wait, Dan Harmon's not the same one that
he's
did.
A community guy. Yeah,
he's a community guy. What else did he do though?
Ricking Morty.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah, he did other stuff.
Has he been
Monster
he
House?
Canceled?
He did that one.
How does he treat women?
Bad. But he like owned up to it, so it's hard to tell.
It's so easy to just not be a terrible person. I mean,
it's easy for you.
Well,
which is why I have to neg you and like break down your spirit piece by piece.
I had a terrible person phase.
Had.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I saw you punch that orphan.
Just because they're an orphan doesn't mean they don't get punched. That's like sexist or something.
Oh, was it an alt-right orphan?
Orphanist. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they don't have a good, you know, it's not their fault. They didn't grow up with a good family structure.
They didn't have a good, but they're still doing Nazi stuff.
Yeah, they got sucked into the alt-right pipeline on the wrong side of TikTok. And, you know, it's not their fault, but it is their responsibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I guess what I'm saying is, what if we bring alt-right orphan into the room with us right now? What would they say?
Does Dan do that for you?
I can James Lipton Dan very easily, given his
lust
for attention.
He'll kind of like slip into a character.
Yeah, I can just tell him do it, and he'll probably do it if I frame it like he's gonna get the limelight.
So like, what would Dan say if you were to do that to him? Like, would Dan?
I'm Dan. I'm pissing and shitting, or whatever he does. You know what he does.
No, but I mean, like, what would his impression of an orphan on the far right pipeline?
Okay,
look
so
like?
First I have to inhabit Dan as a character. So it's like, ooh, I'm Dan. I'm pissing and shitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd be like, ooh, I'm an orphan. I like Hitler.
I just got you to do it. Suck on that. I just Dan
Lipton
to you.
You
what
Lipton
did you say?
Me.
Lipton iced tea? What James, is,
yeah.
James
the
Lipton?
Guy that invented Lipton iced tea also invented Inside the Actor's Studio.
That tracks.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of that is.
It's stuff from the 90s. You wouldn't get it.
I was made in the 80s, baby, but
watermelon flavored brisk next to the Sobe Elements.
Watermelon flavored brisk sounds amazing.
You wouldn't get it. Only 90s kids understand.
I knew I should have kept my Sobe bottles. I kept a bunch of them for a long time when they were still that heavy glass.
Yeah.
Those were amazing.
Yeah.
I could do something with those.
Or
they
might have been bulletproof?
Yeah, could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kept quite a few of them. I would rinse them out, make sure I wasn't, you know, harvesting a...
Yeah.
And then they started...
They had that cinnamon passion fruit one.
Cinnamon passion fruit?
That was the fire element. They also had water.
Oh.
They had wind. Presumably they had an earth I've never tried.
Probably tasted like dirt.
You probably taste like dirt.
Probably.
Because you're working at that aviary. How's it going?
You know, I'm back on my bullshit, back on my bee shit.
How's my little b-boy doing?
You know, I'm...
My cowboy b-boy.
Mostly building, repairing, painting... Bee boxes. I have not yet interacted.
Did you
with...
say beat boxes?
Yeah. A boom, but chew. A boom, but
boots ba-choo. And cats. And boots and cats.
It's good. You know, it's the difference between me and it's the difference between like moderate poverty and like utterly despairing poverty.
Oh, that's fun.
So, like, you know, it's a step up. It's
have you considered utterly despairing poverty? Because this town is great for that.
We
have no social support, and most of the food at the food bank is a little moldy.
Yeah. I did start going to a church that actually, like, is
they give you soup?
I mean, like, they did a potluck today. It's a fantastic church. There was, like, no less than, I don't know, 15 unhoused people in the lobby, like, getting food. Like,
okay, I was going to ask if it was the Spirit Fellowship or whatever the one is that makes you kind of do a Nazi salute when you're praying.
Oh, no, thank God. No.
But they don't let homeless in there.
Yeah. Should we talk about Nazis? I mean, you kind of started with the alt-right pipeline.
I mean, it's... I don't know if you know this. It's a little bit in the air right now.
You know, this is labeled as a comedy podcast, but we
what's
did
funnier than Nazis? If Mel Brooks has taught us anything,
yeah, we did just recently learn that there's a large entertainment building in Billings called Metro Park, and it's where there's rodeos. It's where the fair is held.
Mostly rodeos. Keith Urban, when he comes to town, it sells out for like 5 days in a row.
Yeah, they have gone out of their way to offer themselves as a place where we could round up the illegals. In Montana, they could use the metro as a staging area before they get deported.
So, like, rodeos and pogroms is kind of what they're trying to branch
mm-hmm,
into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Iron Cross.
Well, I guess those are two great tastes that go good together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try to have the people that like pogroms also like rodeos. That overlap is a circle. You know what I mean?
What's a pogrom? I'm so sorry.
Ethnic cleansing.
Oh, it's good I didn't know.
It's good you didn't know.
But it's good that I know now.
Now it's sad that you know.
It is sad that I know. Pogroms and pilgrims. It's going to be their new, like, rodeo circuit. There's
gonna that's be fun.
Wagon races.
They already have slogans.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been fun because roughly half of our business's income this last year was through Metro Park events.
Oh.
So, yeah. Now we have to decide if our business is going to keep supporting Nazis.
Mm.
Who voluntarily...
Let me put it to you like this. Are you paying your taxes? Then you're already supporting Nazis. You know what I mean?
You know, that's fair. But this is like, feels a little more direct. So I don't know. That's kind of the comedy thing we're thinking about right now is how do we not encourage Nazis to Nazi? You know?
Mm.
Make it funny, Austin. Make it funny.
What if you... hide all their Volkswagens.
Hmm.
Well, I guess now they're Teslas.
You know, there are some interesting solutions I'd like to talk to you about when we're not being recorded.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that answer off the air.
Yeah, but we could take... Let's strike that from the record. You know, all of it. There's
okay,
a whole...
so, all right, so we'll stick with the funny one solutions now, and we'll talk about you know, various Mario parties later.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad... Wow, they're probably going to, people are going
to
be like.
It's probably going to be illegal to say within like a year.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
That segment that we just had is probably going to sound like to the people listening at home, like it was like a minute long.
We had to edit out like half an hour.
Yeah, I talked for about half an hour.
Of you just doing an impression from Luigi from Mario.
Yeah.
And it was racist against Italians, so that's why we had to cut it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kept going, Mamma Mia.
Now we have to cut that.
Ah, shit.
Ah. Buddy, right now you have the cutest little curl of hair on your forehead.
It just does that sometimes.
It's like really cute.
I think it's a humidity thing, and sometimes when it gets cold, it's a little more humid, and then my luscious locks come out. Because my hair game when I was on vacation on the coast was on point.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you belong to the
hair.
Maybe you belong to that.
Well, my love, my other words to that song, my lady is the sea.
Oh.
My love, my loser, my lady. That's not, I can't be right.
Mm.
My love, my loser, my lady is the sea.
I think that is what it is.
I can't be it.
No,
that cannot be it.
No, I think it's a Mandela effect thing where it's like, it was actually that the whole time.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
It was the Berenstain Bears.
Apparently. I'll Berenstain your clothes.
And who was those guys that found out that Nixon was doing illegal stuff? It was Berenstain and the other one.
No, it wasn't. What? No.
Yeah,
no.
Go look at it. Leonard Berenstain.
And for the Waterford tapes?
Yeah.
For
the Waterhouse Times.
Yeah, for the Waterhouse Hotel. fun. So I've been thinking.
Uh-oh, that's a first.
I know. Whoa! I know. I've been thinking about how I can use bees to fight Nazis. We're coming back to it. We're coming back to the fighting Nazis.
Liberty bees.
How can we get bees involved?
Liberty bees.
Hmm. Liberbees. Now we have to cut that because that's going to get taken down.
Yeah, it's copyrighted.
Okay. I feel like, okay, let's define what a Nazi is real quick so we know that we're like on the same, you know.
Yeah, path. Yeah. Fascist okay. scum.
Yeah. Like, if you support unilaterally rounding up a certain type of person.
Yeah, based on like ethnicity or based on or ethnicity, if we're being honest, or skin color, not much else.
Or even like immigration status. Yeah. I know that's a little controversial because there's technically right ways and wrong ways to enter a country, but rounding up people
right
against their will.
Yeah, if you believe in like forcibly removing someone from your country based on some sort of social status.
Yeah. If you support that, you're a Nazi, right?
Yeah,
I mean, like,
yeah.
You're at least, like, Nazi.
You have a Nazi belief.
Yeah.
So I guess if you add, like, political power to that, you're de facto a Nazi.
Okay. So how the people who support it, what do they all have in common?
They're lily white and they can't handle spicy food.
So my theory is we get a cholesterol-tracking bee that can smell high levels of, like,
they can just smell the fried cheese.
Yeah, they can smell the fried cheese, but you rule it out. You rule out any spice.
So you just raise them on fair food instead of flowers.
Yes, you raise them on fair food. You make sure that they, if they smell spices, they're like, oh, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
They
good
back
with
off.
It.
Yeah, they don't. In like a dash of paprika, they know
exactly. So we need to train these bees to attack something that only
is that
eats...
what made us woke? The paprika.
I hope so.
The chili powder.
Wasn't paprika
the cayenne? The what's other spicy spices?
These are all just Bluey characters. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bluey did radicalize me.
Yeah, Sam.
What do you mean I can have a father figure that is actually responsible?
Bluey never worries about healthcare.
Yeah.
Never once in the episode are they talking about how to afford an ambulance or an emergency room visit, you know?
Yeah. Well, it could just be that they're class traitors.
Fair. So anyway, the bees, okay?
Yeah, they you raise them on fair food.
You raise them on fair food.
Anything spicier than star anise.
Yeah, they leave that alone. Safe, okay? And then you just kind of like release them into the world.
What I want is like the news cycle once this catches on. Mm-hmm. They're raising woke bees.
Yes.
The woke bees are coming for us.
And they're like, it's not actually stopping us from doing anything, but it's quite inconvenient to occasionally get stung.
One of them's got to be allergic, so you get one of them.
You get one of them, yeah.
You get one of them.
You know, that's a good point. So I'm just trying to think of how I can do my part
to raise Nazi-seeking woke bees.
Yeah. I'm not going to call my county commissioner. I'm not going to call my governor. I'm not going to write a letter.
This might be a crowdfunding thing.
No, I'm not going to crowdfund.
Go put it on GoFundBee and see if you get any hits.
Yeah, I'm just going to raise bees to sting boring people. That's going to be like my one contribution.
Patreon.
Yeah.
GoFundBee.
Wow, you're on top of it.
What's other crowdsourcing?
GoFundBee.
Yeah. FansBee. Yeah. Only bees.
Own bee fans.
Own bee fans, yeah.
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 Because you have your own bees.
Yeah, own-bee fans.
Ah.
Yeah.
See, this is why I bring you these things to make funny. Because I didn't know where I was going
with that. I
just,
like, crowdsource it.
Yeah, I didn't know where I was going with that.
Yeah.
You made it work. You used the hive mind.
We almost called our production company that.
We did. We even had a group chat called Hive Mind. We used a software service called Igloo because we thought that it was going to be a big enough thing that we needed to have an intranet.
Infrastructure, yeah.
We did not.
We did not. It's a people listener. Anne, Adair every third episode.
Whitney every couple.
Yeah.
And then 10,000 other people, sponsors, yeah. To those who are listening. The 10,000
people. What's that?
Sponsors.
What's the green powder you put in your drink to make it healthy but taste kind of bad?
Simply Bees.
AG Green? Agri Green?
AG Bees.
Echinacea.
I think it is a something greens.
Mm-hmm.
And it used
only
to
greens. Whatever that powder is, sponsor us and I'll say it right.
You know, it's good to have found my place, my destiny.
Your dark destiny.
My dark destiny.
Lord of the Bees.
Yeah. You know, I can sleep easy knowing that this is the one and only thing I'm doing. That's it.
Well, yeah. I always said you needed like a constructive hobby.
It alleviates the guilt.
Yeah.
I have been
of what you did last summer, I assume.
Yes. Yeah.
You should have ran over them teenagers. I saw you. I ain't going to kill you, but I am going to make you feel bad about it.
There's this board game. There's this board game that I've...
That's a jungle and it sucks you in? Oh, tell me about it.
That'd be cool because it says it's like Redwall meets... shoot, I took a picture of it. It was like Redwall meets some other game that I like playing. But you play as a little mouse warrior. And I've been thinking about that a lot, Austin.
You want to get Jumanji'd into Redwall.
I do. Have you read Redwall? Redwall?
I couldn't get into it when I was a kid, but I appreciate it.
That's a lame answer. Why couldn't you get into it?
Because it was animals, and it was like fantasy, and I don't like it.
But animals are better than people.
Well, I know that now. But back then, all I wanted was Power Rangers and derivatives of Power Rangers.
My wife has me reading this book series now, where every single main male character has a huge cock.
Oh, is it Game of Thrones?
No, there's some smaller ones in that.
Is there smaller dinguses?
His name's
Littlefinger. I forget those.
Isn't there a Littlefinger?
Yeah, he's the guy that runs the brothel. Is he a eunuch? No, that's the other one. The big guy's the eunuch, and he has many spies with many eyes.
The big guy's the eunuch?
Yeah.
The Hodor?
Birdman.
Oh.
You know, my little birds.
I've never actually watched it.
And everybody in that show makes fun of how he doesn't have a doingus.
I did not know that. So no, it's not Game of Thrones. It is the A Court of Thorns and Roses series.
Oh, is that the one that's like Twilight but with fairies?
Yeah. The first book is Beauty and the Beast.
I hear it's soft smut. Soft smut trash for ladies.
The fourth book we get, and I say let them have it. You know, it's been real interesting for me.
Okay.
I can't read it on my laying on my stomach, which is unfortunate.
Because you get a boner.
I get heartburn, Austin. Why would you think a boner?
Because
because
your big boner kicks up all that stomach acid. And yeah. Have the doctors figured out why that happens?
I was going to be subtle, but you ruined it. You ruined it. That wasn't very subtle. Wasn't very subtle.
Neither is your boner.
Anyway, A Court of Thorns and Roses. Go ahead and read it, man. Why not?
You like it?
The world's burning down. Read a fucking
book. I think I've Clarked it, if it's the book I'm thinking of.
It could
be. Lady gets kidnapped by a fairy prince.
Yeah. You got it. You know what's up. So yeah, I'm kind of at a point where I feel like I used to want to make fun of it, but now I'm like, you know what?
You know what? Just...
I've
read some truly horrendous things.
Yeah. The internet, man.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the internet's kind of gone down this, oh boy, this could be a whole episode, but, there's people who just write books trying to be as disgusting as possible.
What's his name? He lives in this town, allegedly. We're trying to find him.
Oh, his is funny.
I can't remember his name.
The guy who's like...
It's not Chuck Palahniuk. Chuck Tingle.
Chuck Tingle, yeah.
There we go. I found it.
His stuff's like, it's silly and it's inappropriate, but like, it's not, it doesn't...
Be honest with me. Are you Chuck Tingle? Because I'm starting to think he doesn't live here.
Does he claim to live in Billings?
He claims to live in Billings, but he only tours in the South, which means he'd have to fly down there instead of just being down there.
He claims to live in Billings. I didn't know that. Would you want to meet him?
It's a smokescreen.
Don't meet your heroes, you know?
Well, I mean, if I'm going to meet anyone, I want to meet Chuck Tingle, you know what I mean?
I wonder if we have met him.
Yeah, because have we met anyone that does an Emo Phillips impression all the time?
Who's Emo Phillips?
He talks like this.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's my woodworking club. They all talk like that.
Yeah, if we find him anywhere, we'd find him at a woodworking club.
Honestly, how much wood would a woodworker work if a woodworker could work wood?
Enough to really tingle you.
Ah.
What were we talking about? Yeah, there's deliberate, like, trash lit out there.
There's deliberate trash lit, but there's deliberate, like,
bodice rippers have been in industry for as long as there's been industry.
I'm thinking darker. I'm thinking like murder and then like eating of murder and like just really. I'm glad. Let me phrase this. I've been on the internet for 20. Wait.
For as long as there's been an internet, really.
Yeah, I had a computer with internet in.
You bought the first 1995.
Yeah, I've had it that long, and I'm kind of glad that. The days where I'd spend 8 hours, 10 hours online, I'm glad it's not today.
Oh yeah, they got like
it's gotten worse. Like it's
gotten
been
way worse.
Bad. I've seen and read some horrible.
Like
horrible
I don't know
things.
If there was like beheading videos on the internet when I was a teenager. If there were, they were hard to get, though.
Yeah, they were hard to get through. It was a lot of 4chan. The dark web existed, but it wasn't as prolific. But nowadays, dude,
nowadays, a 12-year-old can find a beheading video in mm-hmm. under 30 seconds.
Absolutely. It's terrifying. And I think the bees are going to help that.
Oh.
Yeah. I think the bees are really going to...
How do bees affect internet?
We have yet to find out.
Okay.
But I think if we get the data that's bad data, evil data...
Evil data?
And I train the bees on evil data.
Oh no. That's what they did with the AI.
And then they go and they sting it. Now, what could possibly go wrong? I need to train these bees on the most
5G, more like horrendous. 5B.
So I'm going to have bees that are trained on the most horrendous things ever to be on.
Oh, just very burnt out bees?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how you get goth bees, idiot.
I may need to rethink this strategy.
Yeah, black and yellow, more like black and what's other goth colors? Red, like blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went through a phase where I kind of wanted to be punk or goth, but I couldn't commit to it because I was a little church boy.
I mean, your face is a blank canvas now.
That's true.
You can put all sorts of, like, you can get those like...
Would you approve of me getting a piercing, Austin? Would you approve of me getting snake bites or something?
I think, yeah, in lieu of facial hair, you could just do wherever there's hair on somebody else, you just put a piercing there.
Hmm.
I've been telling you to get a Hellraiser head for years now. You know that.
That's true. Hellraiser head would be pretty cool. That'd just be a lot of work if I ever need an MRI.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I've gotten a couple of those. Did you know that?
Well, get them all out of the way now.
I got an MRI last year.
How did it go?
Very expensive.
Yeah. Did they say your brain was bad?
They said my legs weren't bad. Which is strange because they were
because they
bad.
Hurt all the time. Yeah.
So it was one of those ruling out a bunch of things.
Okay.
I feel like we need to go back to the bees. You keep trying to pull me away from the bees. Let me talk about the bees.
Is it that the bees get you in the legs and that's why you got bad legs?
You know, I never thought about that. It's possible.
Because you get stung like 5 times a day at that job.
Yeah, I took quite a few stings at that job.
I think are supposed to be good for you. The jury's still out on that, but
you know. It feels good. It makes you feel alive.
Yeah. You don't got an immune system.
I'm excited. I'll be working with the bees in like April.
Okay. So you are going out to the hives.
I will because there's a little window between like before the business starts back up and when the bees arrive. They're actually like back for like a month before the business starts up. So like guess I'm working some bees.
Okay. Well, that is your favorite part of the job.
That is my favorite part of the job. You ever been around? Why am I asking? Of course you've never been around a beehive.
Yeah.
One of these days, buddy. When I'm feeding them fair food, I'll leave a trail of fair food from your house to a beehive, and you can...
Wait, you're training them to kill that, and I only eat that.
Damn
it. I'm a false positive.
You are a false positive. I was going to get you killed by bees.
Well, sometimes I eat spicy food.
Yeah.
So it should be fine.
Yeah, just eat like a jalapeno popper before you come visit them.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That's all it takes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll be fine then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to cook beans and rice later.
Oh.
Yeah. Come eat a bowl.
What's gonna put some garam masala on it? No, it's sweet. Is that spicy or is that sweet?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what spicy spices are because they're always in a mix.
Cajun. You have your cayenne pepper. You have your paprika, which is not spicy.
Yeah.
You have a lot of black pepper.
White pepper.
White pepper. You have sage. You have thyme.
Sage is spicy?
Sage goes with spicy stuff.
Okay.
It's often in Cajun food.
Okay.
Do you want me to keep listing spices?
What's that one we got from Arabia that was real good?
It was good, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was good stuff. It
wasn't za'atar, because that's...
Five spice, is that spicy?
Yeah, but it's, well...
Is it more umami?
It's spicy, but it has... Oh, boy. We're going to embarrass ourselves if we keep talking like this. Five spice is Chinese.
The bees are going to...
No, the bees are going to get us. No, get us no, first. Not the bees. Not the bees. Good night, everyone.
A Secret Weapon production.